You've said that you believe there is a way to move forward with publicly financed healthcare coverage, and this is one of the key issues that you'd like to highlight in your campaign. This is despite the fact that the current governor set that as one of his largest priorities and failed. What specific ideas do you have for controlling costs and making sure Vermonters have access to quality healthcare?
Well, first, I don't think failure was inevitable. The problem was that the governor came forward with a plan to provide universal publicly financed health care, but he didn't come forward with a plan to pay for it. And in fact, I think I'm the only elected official in the state of Vermont to offer a legislation to pay for it, which was there was only one way to do it, and that was with the payroll tax. At this point in time, I think we need to approach that goal incrementally. I think there are three ways to do it. One would be to provide universal publicly financed primary care. That would save primary care doctors a lot of time, so it would increase the amount of doctor time available. And it also would mean that Vermonters would get to see their doctor sooner and possibly head off more expensive procedures later. Another approach would be to put everybody 26 and under Dr. Dinosaur. I would say do it with no premiums. That would mean that people who were getting health care wouldn't have to get family plans. They could have single or couples plans, or you could have a subsidized public option on the exchange. Each of those options would cost around $250 to $300 million, and they could be financed with a 2% payroll tax paid by the employer who would get the business deduction. So that is the start of a path forward, and I think we should continue down that road.
How would you get a payroll tax through the legislature? I mean, this is another thing that Governor Shumlin has suggested. He wanted to have a payroll tax to address the cost shift in Medicaid payments to doctors, and that did not get traction in the legislature. So how would you finance a 2.2% payroll tax to get this public option?
I think that there are two points. By the time that Governor Shumlin had made that proposal, he really had lost a lot of credibility on the health care issue for having campaigned so hard on single payer, you know, the guy who would get tough things done and then abandoning it. And second, his payroll tax, I think, was hard for people to understand. What I'm talking about is something that would provide a concrete benefit basically to all Vermonters. All Vermonters under 26 and under would have free health care. All Vermonters would have free primary care, or Vermonters who use the exchange would find a public option that was much cheaper and better than the one that they would get through the private plan. So, you know, there would be a connection between the tax and the benefit, which was really not there with what Governor Shumlin was proposing.